I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I really thought he was going to take us all the way to 10. Greg Hargrave with the highlight montage to kick off your victory Monday. And John, it just never gets old.
Nope. Possession, score. All the way. I mean, they never punted in the game. Even at the very end when it was Hendon Hooker show, all of a sudden, hey, let's have a little mercy. We'll just let the clock run out.
John, they had 600 yards of offense, and in a game they pulled their starters. They scored 50 again for the second time at home in a game where they called off the dogs. And I mean, I guess at this point, nothing should surprise me. But I hope we are enjoying this thoroughly out there, people, because this does not happen. Well, this is special.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many stats that when you hear it, there's so many. Well, this has never happened in NFL history. This has never happened in Lions history. 644 yards. It's the most yards, 38, you know, first downs. It's the most first downs in Lions history. How about a scorigami?
Yeah. Hey, Greg, how about that? You love your scorigamis.
Yeah. There's been four in the NFL this year to this point. The Lions have two. They had the scorigami against Dallas, which was 47-9, and then this one against the Jags at home, 52-6. Never in NFL history have they had a 52-6 game.
When you get up that high, there's lots of options to choose from for a scorigami.
There are.
And teams don't do this.
No. With the fourth time, they've scored 40 or more points.
Yeah. Yeah, because Seattle on Monday night, Dallas, Tennessee, and now Jacksonville. And I know there's going to be, Jacksonville's bad. Guys, when you outgain your opponent by nearly 500 yards, it says more about you than it does Jacksonville. Jacksonville's probably going to fire Doug Peterson. They're going nowhere. But for the Lions to win that way, that convincingly, John, it hasn't happened in 45 years that someone's outgained their opponent by 475 yards in an NFL game. We got to go back to 1979. So I will emphatically say to anybody, and there are probably not many of them, but anybody who wants to say, big deal, it's Jacksonville. No, it is a big deal because it hasn't happened in 45 years.
At halftime, they interviewed Doug Peterson. They always do the losing coach going into halftime. And the kids are like, well, who's that? I'm like, well, that's the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. He's won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. And I said, this is probably his last halftime interview. Oh, why do you think they're going to beat him? It's more than just the Lions beating him. But at the time, the question was, how do you slow down this offense? And his only answer was, nothing defensively. We can't blitz. We can't play man-to-man. We can't play cover two. We can't throw in a different coverage. It was simply our offense has to be on the field longer. We can't allow them to have the ball because we can't stop them.
This is exactly what the Lions offense is supposed to look like. And Ben Johnson had said that they had more that they needed to get out. And they did. Three drives to start the game, three rushing touchdowns. And then, John, everything opens up. Everything opens up once you dominate up front in the trenches, and it's Jared Goff had, four touchdown passes on the day? And he was the Jared Goff we know he can be. Spreading the ball around, even distribution. Short, medium, deep. J-Mo, gone.
Yeah. Do we just sprinkle in these little-known facts throughout the course of the show? Because the Lions have set a record of 24 straight games. All right, and this goes before Montgomery and Gibbs were the tandem that they are now. 24 straight games with a rushing touchdown.
Okay, the stat I saw, if we're just going to stat dump here early, I think people will appreciate this, and we'll mix it in. Your phone calls, by the way, open lines. Let's talk about this team.
What's your favorite stat?
Your favorite part of the game?
Other than the win.
All of it is on the table. John, I saw that the Lions have this trio of touchdown scorers. Gibbs, Montgomery, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They all scored a touchdown yesterday. They've all scored a touchdown in the same game 8 times. That's the most for any trio in NFL history.
Hmm. Gibbs is, in his second year?
Yeah, Gibbs has played a year and a half.
Right.
They've played maybe 25 games together.
It'll be interesting to see where that goes because Montgomery just signed a contract extension. We know that Amon-Ra St. Brown, before the season, signed a contract extension, so those guys are going to be here. Gibbs is on his rookie contract, so there's going to be plenty of opportunity for them to increase that number as, the best triplets?
Yeah, again, I'm not over it. In NFL history, No team has had a trio score touchdowns in the same game more often than the Detroit Lions. These guys are in their second, their third season, their rookie contracts.
Yeah.
And nobody in the history of the sport has had a trio all score in the same game more than these three guys together. The Lions are just scratching the surface, it feels like. It feels like they're just starting to get things going.
And they're not even as good as they could be.
Right, that's my point.
Is, you know, and okay. I don't know that they're ever going to have a game while these players are all so young. And you think about the potential for the coming years. We're only really concerned about right now, as we should be. But just think if Hutch was healthy. Yeah. Like, I mean, what could this possibly be? I know that they lost Anzalone. We'll talk more about him. It sucks that one of the guys that has been the leader of this defense since Dan Campbell took the job, brought Alex Anzalone with them, that he's going to miss at least probably the rest of the regular season. Might be back for the playoffs.
6 to 8 weeks, you're hoping to have that bye in the first round to give him as much time to recover. He's in a lot of ways the Jared Goff of the defense, right? People look at him and don't realize maybe how good he actually is. Right. He's a leader, culture guy, been here from the beginning. But yeah. 248-539-9797. We got the open phone lines. It's a victory Monday. And no, I don't think this ever gets old, guys. They continue to win. Nothing should surprise you at this point. But you can relish Jared Goff's word and any of the many stats, plays, highlights, moments from this football team.
It's unbelievable.
We'll have overreactions at 7:02 from the weekend. TJ Lang will join us last hour of the show this week. A well-rested TJ Lang for the last hour of the show. TJ was on a 15-1 football team. Would love the comparison. TJ was on a Super Bowl winner. Would love the comparison. Because, John, as people wake up today, the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl, it's the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
It's the Detroit Lions. There's no more undefeated teams. No one's stealing the shine. The best team in football. No matter what you think. It's the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm. Heather, did Colin take it all in at the birthday party? Was it an even more joyous event other than just Brooksy turning 1 year old?
Yeah, it was hard to take it all in because there was a lot going on. I know he took way more of it in and celebrated more than I don't think I saw a second of the game. Because I was with the kids the entire time, running around, making sure I'm talking to everybody. Not that Colin didn't do that, but
he was talking to whoever was watching the game.
Yes, he was on the sofa. He was, watching TV by the bar, whatever. He definitely had fun. He rewatched it after the party ended.
Just in case he missed anything, yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Nobody is enjoying this more than Colin.
No.
Oh my God.
But people, you can rake leaves later. This team is going to be one of those teams. You want to watch every second of this football team. 248-539-9797. We'll mix in some Dan Campbell locker room speech later in the show. Your phone calls, your reactions to this team. We got so much to talk about. It's 97.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Miller's call. Lions had a day, 52-6, 600 yards of offense. What can't this team do? We got phone calls. We got ticket texts. The best part of that win. Lose is the one thing that they've only been able to do the one time. Texter says, I know we operate in reality, but this Lions team is like the one you'd build in a video game. It's a Madden team. We're the best team in the league, and the gap would be larger without all the injuries. That's Jay and Taylor. You said, like, what if Aiden wasn't injured?
No, I agree.
I loved seeing Za'Darius Smith get a sack, by the way. I know it was later in the game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hey, they all count.
And he busted out like four celebrations in the span of 10 seconds. Yes. But he showed up in a Rasheed Wallace jersey. Like, he has ingratiated himself to the team, to the culture, to the city. And it's nice to see him get a big play out of it. They moved him inside on that play, which they will do.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a nice matchup on a guard, one-on-one, and he can win one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, stat I saw, we now have 338-point wins this season, tied for the most in NFL history, still have 7 games to go. Talking the margin of victory.
Margin of victory.
38 or more points. Yeah. Yeah, the Lions' margin of victory right now is 50 points better than the second best team in football. Think about that.
+159.
They're winning by 15, round up 16 points per game right now.
They're averaging a victory by 2 touchdowns.
They're lining up to be, right now, one of the legacy teams of all time.
Yep.
Meaning 07 Patriots, greatest show on turf, 85 Bears, 80s Niners. They have everything in place, and there's only one thing that would derail it, and it's just a catastrophic injury.
Well, and that's Ticket Texter points out, why was Penei Sewell in the game in the fourth quarter? Ridiculously stupid. Goff was in the game to start the fourth quarter.
Well, Goff was in the game to start the fourth quarter, but they also had other guys that were nursing injuries. Decker was out. They took out Ziegler. They took out Ragnow. Like, you'd only have so many players that you could put in there.
I was telling Connor yesterday.
Zylstra as a tackle.
But why Goff? Because he's the one guy. Like, fourth quarter starts.
Okay. No,
we're up like a bajillion points.
I know, but the texture was talking about Penei Sewell. I was just explaining why somebody had to play.
Yeah. Well, right, exactly. And I told Connor, I said, Decker needs the rest. Yeah. Ragnow needs a rest. Somebody's got to be out there. I think something to keep an eye on, this is just me, I'd love your opinion on this, John, is Mahogany in the second half of the season. Getting, he's healthy, he's close.
Right.
Getting on the field, and can he contribute to this team and give these guys a little bit of a blow here and there?
Right. Well, first of all, he's got to be active.
Right. I think they're taking caution.
They are taking caution, but I think there will be a time where they look and they say, okay, this opponent, we're going to keep him up because we believe we're going to get a bit of a lead. And you can't go into it going, well, we're going to have a 38-point lead, so let's put in Mahogany. Fourth quarter and they're up by 10, that's when you want to get him as many reps as possible because he had no training camp reps in practice or preseason reps in a game.
Just remember, he's a dirtbag, though.
I know. I can't wait to see it.
But I agree with the text point about, I was a little nervous, fourth quarter to have certain key players, and he highlighted Sewell. I think Sewell is one of the most valuable players on this team. Jared Goff, because of the position he plays, because of what this offense looks like when he's rolling. I did not like that he was in the fourth quarter. Did you share that feeling?
I didn't even think about it.
Really?
No. I mean, I was more concerned. I mean, I understand how critical, and it, I guess maybe I should have thought. I was more thinking, how do they protect that offensive line? And I was going through the same exercise. I'm sure that, Hank was going through, Dan Campbell was going through, Ben Johnson. Who is it that we take out? And why are you not taking out Penei Sewell? Well, Ziegler is what, 10 or 11 years, 12 years?
Zeitler, you're saying.
Yeah. Zeitler. Yeah, sorry. Okay. He's not fragile, but he may be more prone to injury or injuries that are harder to recover from because he doesn't heal like a young Penei Sewell. Glasgow was still in there, and he's a veteran guy, but I think they're looking at that going, well, who's more important? Is it Ziegler or Zeitler? So why do I keep saying that?
I don't know. It's okay.
Zeitler. Is there a Ziegler somewhere in Detroit sports?
I don't think so. Not currently. Maybe historically.
No, yeah. Zeitler versus Glasgow. And we know why they took out Frank. We know why they took out Decker.
Yeah.
Decker's nursing an injury anyway.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Ticket text phone calls were flooded this morning, as you'd expect on a Victory Monday. Be patient with us. Let's start with Shane. Shane, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks.
I believe nobody has mentioned it yet, but it is the first time NFL history, but it is the second time for Jared Goff that a quarterback has thrown for over 400 yards, four touchdowns with a passer rating. Don't quote me exactly, but I believe it's 153.8 or 158.3.
158.3. It's a perfect passer rating, and it's the first time in NFL history. You're exactly right that it's happened multiple times.
And then just a quick question for you guys, and then I'll hang up, let you talk about it. Do you believe that this is going to help Jared Goff put him back in the MVP race? And that's all I got for you guys.
I asked that question in our prep. There's probably one that we'll address later in the week, but I think especially when you pair it with Lamar Jackson, you know, losing again yesterday, and he's never inept, but wasn't as effective. Was that his, you know, quote unquote, five interception game that Goff had? Like, it brought him back to earth just a little bit. Did the Steelers put out there the recipe to stop?
They always do.
That offense?
I just need someone else to copy it, because he needs a couple more of those games for it to... And then, listen, it certainly helps when Goff plays that way. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Let's squeeze in a quick one before the news. Josh in Dundee, you're on 97.1.
I want to talk about the team aspect of this team. I thought it was so awesome when you watch David Montgomery running in and getting stopped at the goal line, and then Sewell just pushing him in there and giving that score. And then the wide receiver blocking on every one of the touchdowns. The fact that you had multiple offensive linemen come in at the fourth quarter. Hendon Hooker looked decent. They seem to have that still. Anzalone goes down in the second half, and they give up 0 points. Just those big moments in the game.
Yeah, I love the Sewell block on that play, because he's playing against Eric Armstead, and he comes inside, and instead of trying to just crush him, he uses his body and what he was doing to snatch him down, and then looks for more work. Oh, wait a second. David Montgomery, he's stalled at the half-yard line. How about I just push him in? It was beautiful.
We got some calls. People want to highlight some specific areas of this football team that deserve some love. We're going to play some audio from a couple members of the secondary who were just blunt about what it means to blow people out. No apologies for it. We'll play that coming up at 6:35. But first, Heather with the news.
All right, let's talk about something else that happened over the weekend. One of the most hyped boxing matches of all times was... I was going to say, what would you guys call it? There you go,
sad.
Sound effect.
Yeah.
A complete dud, right? So the fight did go the full 8 rounds. Paul, you know, won unanimously, right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't watch it. I knew I wouldn't watch it. Colin did. It was not something I was interested in at all, but I did hear all about the fact that a lot of people couldn't watch it because of all of the streaming issues that took place. Netflix says there was an estimated 60 million people who watched, or at least tried to watch. But for many, you know, it just kept freezing, buffering. You couldn't really see anything until later. I mean, I think you could watch it, but you had to wait quite a while. There was lots of hashtags trending. Netflix broken, unwatchable, buffering. All of those were trending. And then, you know, after all of that, I saw also trending the image of Mike Tyson's butt that was frozen on a lot of people's TVs.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, his bare booty as he like left an interview.
Right.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
What is this?
A lot of people using over the weekend, how ass is this? And then a photo of Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I know. I just hope Netflix figures it out before Christmas Day.
Yep.
Because they've got two NFL games.
They say they are going to, right?
They better.
But we'll see what happens. Now, after the fight, Tyson did tweet that he actually was lucky that he even made it to the fight alive in the first place. He said, "This is one of those situations when you lost, but still won. I'm grateful for last night. No regrets to get in the ring one last time. I almost died in June," he said. "Had 8 blood transfusions, lost half of my blood and 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy to fight. So I won." So good yeah. for him. But yeah. You mentioned this. Za'Darius Smith might be trying to, I don't know, force history into repeating itself because he showed up to his first Lions game wearing that Rasheed Wallace jersey. And, of course, Wallace was acquired by the Pistons midseason ahead of their run to a win over the Lakers in the 2004 NBA Finals. So maybe he's just foreshadowing things to come.
Yep.
With his wardrobe choice,
which I liked. He's manifesting it is what he's doing.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes, I like that. In some sad news, a 43-year-old woman was killed after being struck by three vehicles while walking on Smith Road in Bedford Township. Happened on Saturday night. Police say the woman was walking near the shoulder of Smith Road, west of Telegraph Road, when she was struck by a driver who did not stay at the scene of the crash. And following that, she was struck by two other vehicles before first responders showed up. The driver of those vehicles did stop at the scene. They were released. They cooperated with police. But the crash is still under investigation, and police are hoping to locate the driver of that first vehicle. However, they don't have really any information about that car in general. But if anybody knows anything, they're being asked to call the Monroe County Police. You're going to want to go and maybe check your fridge because there's a carrot recall. More than a dozen brands are recalling bags of organic carrots that were sold in 19 states for potential E. coli contamination. There's been a lot of E. coli contamination going around, but so far one person has died already. 15 others have been hospitalized in connection to this particular outbreak. Grimway Farms recalled multiple brands of bagged organic baby and whole carrots. They do say the effective carrots or affected carrots are no longer for sale in stores, but it doesn't mean you don't have them, you know, sitting in the drawer in your refrigerator. So you can go online, see all the brands, check them out. And then, of course, if you're starting to feel sick, you know, maybe call your doctor. You know, take care of yourself. Yeah. Finally, America's golden girl, Betty White, is being honored next year with her own stamp. So she's among the first 2025 designs that the U.S. Postal Service just announced on Friday. You know, she's like an American icon, television star, right? And they also talked about her compassionate advocate for animals, which she loved. So anyway,
it's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it is awesome. Who doesn't love Betty White?
Yeah,
everybody does. It's Heather with the news coming up next. Hear from some of the Lions inside that locker room. Hear from some of you guys on the best part of another dominating Lions win. It's 97.1. Just another great moment from another great win. Lions have won 8 in a row. Longest streak in franchise history. 9-1, best start in franchise history. Yep. And we continue to celebrate on yet another victory Monday. Some phone calls, some ticket texts, some audio from inside that locker room. Lions aren't just winning. They're blowing people out. They're winning by 15 points per game. It's the best margin in football. They've scored 50 in multiple home games, back-to-back home games. And there's this question about, well, are they, well, they're going for it 4th and 2 when they're up 5 touchdowns. And I love how the Lions players addressed it post-game. This was Carlton Davis on the margin of victory and the Lions simply laying people in their waste.
Love it.
Carlton Davis says, just play better football. If you don't like losing by so many touchdowns, stop us. Score. Play better.
Mm-hmm. We want the challenge. We don't like these easy games.
Serious. Like, we're out here to play hard the entire time, and it's really not a reflection on us if the other team doesn't want to do it or match our energy. Here was Kirby Joseph echoing a similar thought. He's right.
Yeah, it's the mentality that's been instilled in them. It's 4th and 2. We're not going to change what we're doing. It's not our job to give you any gliver of a hope. It's not our job to worry about your feelings. Nobody worried about the Lions' feelings for the past 60 years.
100%. Shoes on the other foot now.
Yeah.
Let's get to Tony in Ferndale. It's a great point you're going to make, Tony. You're on 97.1.
Hey, perfect timing. Happy Victory Monday, everyone. So, three players on the defensive side I want to talk about. Terron Arnold, 0 penalties. That's a step in the right direction. He had penalty trouble early on, but seems like that's going down, so good to see from him. But the other two, like Kirby Joseph, Brian Branch, these two guys, they're special in our backfield. I was talking with my brother yesterday, and he said, hey, I think Kirby Joseph is the best safety in the league. And
my response was, not if Brian Branch has anything to say about it, you know. So these guys, they make these quarterbacks second guess, give an extra 1 to 2 seconds. Now our banged up defensive line and linebacking core to get to the quarterback, do their job, and yeah, something special we got, and they're good for us, good for the team.
There were a couple moments in the game. John, you texted us after Brian Branch early with a nice clean hit.
Oh, just knocked him. I mean, just came up, and it was, here's what I love, is, okay, there's going to be some underneath passes that are completed. But as soon as they're completed, here comes from out of the screen, Brian Branch in like a missile to knock him back 4 yards. All right, so they get their, you know, forward progress. It's 2 yards shy. And then on the next play, Kirby Joseph comes in like a missile on the run to get a TFL.
There was a play, Amik Robertson, closing speed, covered 10 yards, and it felt like a blink of an eye. Closing speed to me means they are in sync. They know when they can go get the football because they have the trust of everybody around them. Hey, go make
it's
a play.
It's confidence. They're making the right decision at the right time.
Yeah.
There's a price to pay.
Yeah.
When you catch the ball against the Detroit Lions. And, you know, John, we were all perplexed when we had Spielman on way back before all this started. And he said, we're going to build from the outside in. Maybe this is what he was talking about in terms of, okay, that plus the outside speed of Gibbs and J-Mo, you know, you can see some of that coming together. But I believe when you play in the NFL and there's a significant price to pay on the back end. That's Ronnie Lott football.
Oh, yeah. I'm going across the middle and I think this is going to be a nice, you know, 7 or 8 yard reception. I'm going to catch it, run up the field a couple of yards. When you have that in the back of your mind, that is Brian Branch there? Is Kirby Joseph there?
Alligator arms?
Oh, yeah.
You know, just the
It matters.
Thought creates doubt. Like this whole thing in general, like people are like wondering, like, this whole thing to me is the kneecaps, their dominance, their will, the price they make teams pay, the just continued, we are going to stomp on your throat, that maybe people have a problem with, that Carlton Davis and Joseph alluded to. This is what Dan was talking about at the opening press conference that he got made fun of for.
Yeah, and I think maybe more than even the kneecap thing, this is a response to the NFC title game. They blew a 17-point lead on the road. They should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. We all know it. We feel it in our bones. They know it. And they're not going to leave any doubt. When they're up, they're not calling the dogs off. They're going to try to score their 7th consecutive touchdown to start the football game, even though they're already up 5 scores. It's 4th and 2, and you're right. We could put the kicker out. It's 4th and 2. Our offense is good, damn it. We're going to score, and we're going to score a touchdown. They are absolutely taking what happened last year personally, as they should.
Load management for Jack Fox.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what
it
was.
My son Connor, I think, summed up yesterday's win and what this team is doing all season long the best. Jack Fox had his 3rd bye week already. Think about that. The real bye in 2 games without punting.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to get him some work. We don't get rusty.
I was a little disappointed. I mean, I'm not, obviously, I say this tongue in cheek, disappointed that we didn't see Jack Fox yesterday because I wanted him to go head to head with. Who was their punter? And they kept talking about, oh, he's got the most net yards, you know, in NFL history. Like, okay, wait till you see Jack Fox. Oh, wait, we don't need him today.
You know, Jim, you said the NFC Championship game. This team, the reason I thought this team was going to be really good is because they had so much young talent that has not peaked.
Yep.
And I think last year's draft class just accelerated this thing beyond belief to where they are one of these teams that's going to be remembered. You know, and I feel like when I say these things, I'm jinxing them or something like that, and I'm not. I just feel like the only thing that's going to do it is Sewell golf injuries. You know, those are the type of things that would derail this thing.
It's okay to talk about how great this football team is. You know, I think there are people who believe in jinxes. Listen, Aiden got hurt, and they've continued.
Yeah.
Like, Anzalone got hurt, and I don't think anybody's panicking today. This team continues to roll. They're a machine. And it's okay to talk about that. We don't control what's going to happen on Sundays. The good thing is they control what's going to happen on Sundays, and they're in control right now.
Well, and it's not just about winning this game, but But how much, because we talk about the fact that it's the Lions effect, right, of losing the next game. Now, nobody cares if Jacksonville loses another game because they've lost so many of them so far. But it's who's coming in. Who are the Lions playing? You want to strike fear in doubt into those opponents. Are they going to hang 50 on us? Are they going to be going for fourth and two when it doesn't matter? Are they going to be hitting us across the middle and we have receivers that just can't simply get up after this catch?
Right, like this Sunday, I told you guys before the show, I think this Colts game's a little, you know, it's got the makings of an NFL. You get yourself in a tight game and maybe this is one that gets away from you. They made a quarterback change. Then they went back to Richardson. Their young quarterback said, I needed that. The game has slowed down. The Colts can run the football pretty well with Jonathan Taylor. I think the only way you can beat the Lions is to run on them and control clock. I really believe that. And part of me is like, okay, well, that's the NFL that I know. But these guys aren't normal.
Right. That's what I was just going to tell you, is it doesn't really enter my thought process that they would lose this game. Now we got six days to get to it. Let's talk about yesterday. 248-539-9797. Texter says, how about some love for Aaron Glenn as we highlight all these guys in the secondary?
He's finally, and this is the question going into the season. You're going to be given more tools than you've ever had to play with and work with. What are you going to do? And now we're starting to see the fruits of what it means to have an aggressive mindset and coach like Aaron Glenn.
The secondary's not thinking anymore. They're reacting. It's making them move quicker. I think that's a compliment to coaching. Texter says, I've never seen a professional sports team with this much star power that really only cares about the team and winning. And one more note on the secondary. No quarterback has thrown more than a touchdown against this defense. That's elite. So for anybody going, well, it's Mac Jones, let's pump the brakes. No, no quarterback has faced this Lions defense and thrown more touchdowns. Yeah. This was an area of emphasis, both internal development from the safeties, moving Branch to safety, but also targeting Tyrion Arnold, trading for Carlton Davis, and we are seeing exactly what they wanted to see this season, an improved secondary. We'll get overreactions at 7:02, some Lions thoughts, 97.1.
Hey, cap off NFL Week 11, because there's still another game tonight with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. And you might need FanDuel to make this one even interesting. That's why it's there. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. The Monday night matchup is the Texans at the Dallas Cowboys. And check out this SGP that I put together. C.J. Stroud over passing yards. Joe Mixon anytime touchdown. Nico Collins, looks like he's back, over receiving yards. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/chance to make every moment more this season and tonight as well. FanDuel is an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's a great call. Dan Miller, Lions roll. 7 drives up, 7 touchdowns. Ties the 07 Patriots for the most in NFL history. The stats galore, we've been hitting on it. The moments from the game, the highlights, 248-539-9797. J-Mo off to the races. They got everybody involved yesterday in one of the great offensive days in NFL history. John, I do the tailgate show with Rico on Sundays, mostly Sundays, game days. And I opened that show saying, how many game days in your past have you woke up nervous for the Lions or out and out dreading a Lions game? And those days are so long gone. You're confident. You're excited. There's an anticipation. You're not nervous that they're going to find a way to lose. You know they're going to find a way to win. And we had a guy text in and say it reminded him and reminds him of the 84 Tigers, who started 35-5, and his thing was just get me to the parade. Lions are 9-1. They're the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl today. Get me to the parade. Like, people are comparing it to the 84 Tigers, which are in this like hallowed ground, this rarefied air of Detroit sports. I wasn't alive for them. The only comparison I could really come up with from like expecting to win it all is the 0-2 Red Wings, who had like double-digit Hall of Famers, and it's too early to say that about these Lions, but they may have a record number of all pros and pro bowlers, and it does feel like a star-studded roster where the anticipation was the 0-2 Red Wings are going to win it all. And it sure feels like this team, every single time they show up and play, it's inevitable. The Lions are inevitable. They're 9-1, and I'm not surprised that they had 600 yards of offense yesterday. Think about that. I'm not surprised that they had 600 yards, and they pulled starters. If they really wanted to, could they have had 700 yards of offense?
Sure. I mean, at the end, they're running Sione Vaki.
Right.
And he is gaining yards. Like, it's bizarro world. And I mean, the first run that he had, what was it, 19 yards?
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to know how dialed in Dan Campbell is right now? And I will steal a little thunder. We will play his locker room sound at 7:20 or so.
Yeah.
He did say, when he was talking about the offense, we had 645 downs, or 645 yards. That's with kneel downs. He said that.
Yeah.
We're playing that part of it. I didn't talk to Greg about that.
We're playing the whole thing.
Okay. Think about that. Like, you're in the moment emotionally in the locker room with kneel downs.
Right. He is definitely, he's a former player, right? And yeah, he still thinks like a player, still talks like a player, still acts like a player. But he now has the head coach title. And, you know, we talk about the running, and the offensive line has been great. I don't want, when I say this, I don't want to any way throw shade on the offensive line, but Montgomery and Gibbs. Gibbs' touchdown, nothing was there. And he just took a step back. And then outran everybody to the corner, to the pylon. Montgomery, on a couple of his runs, he was dead in the water in the backfield and found a way to gain 9 yards. Like, he is, both of them have, we talk about Montgomery being a tone setter. His ability to run through your face when needed is remarkable. Gibbs, the ability to make you miss and run past you is remarkable.
John, it's everybody on this team. Yep. They just come at you in waves. And we're going to get some of these phone calls in the mix because you guys have a lot to say. Bernadette in Westland. Oh,
I think we're on hold.
Bernadette,
what is more important than talking about the Detroit Lions right now?
We're going to put her back on hold. Chuck, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, you know what impressed me the most about that game yesterday? Was the offense was 6 of the 7 touchdowns that we got were all over 70 yards, except one was 53 yards.
Great point.
They played outstanding offense, and it's got to put Jared Goff back into the MVP thing. I mean, 7 straight drives over 70 yards, well, 6 straight over 70 yards.
Yeah, but 7 straight touchdown drives to start the football game.
Yeah, and one of them, the second one, was 93 yards.
Yeah, I think the average was 71 yards, which is, I think, the most ever for a game like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was astounding to watch that offense just pick them apart. I mean, yeah, it's Jacksonville, but it doesn't matter.
But, Chuck, we don't have to say.
Methodical.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not getting on you for this. We don't have to say, but it's Jacksonville because nobody has outgained their opponent like that in 40 years.
Well, and they did what they were supposed to do.
There have been bad teams in the last 40. Correct me if I'm wrong, John. There have been bad football teams in the last 40 years. Nobody has outgained their opponent by that clip. Yeah. That says more about the Lions.
Yeah, not even the Lions have given up that many yards.
Right, and they went
in their previous lives.
Yeah. Mike in Washington Township. Mike, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how we doing this morning?
Good. Great.
Oh, man. I just have to say, this has to put Goff right back in that MVP race. Went from 5 interceptions to 5 incompletions. I mean, what more can you ask for?
No, I mean, so what did I say last week after the 5 interceptions? And it was, you know, at some point the drama of and the impact of throwing 5 interceptions, it will feel less impactful in 4 or 5 weeks. I had no idea it would be less impactful after yesterday.
No.
That was quick.
Everybody had their head down last week, and they're like, oh, my goodness, this is Jared Goff, not Jared Goff. And I just knew this was his revenge game. What, he went out and We put up 400, and man,
Mike,
we almost put up 500 yards.
Yeah, well, no, they had 600 yards.
Yeah, 644 to be exact. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's with taking Jared Goff out of the game for the final two drives of the game. If they needed to keep scoring, like for some reason it was an all-time shootout, Jared Goff and that offense could have put up 700 yards. I don't think that's without batting an eye. I really feel that way.
Yeah, the fact that we have had Tucker in for three games for pretty much three full quarters is crazy.
And it was something Campbell was asked about yesterday, and we can ask him more about it on Tuesday, but this idea of when do you pull your starters, and it's so unexpected to find yourself in that spot. And he goes, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, like, yeah, we've had to do this three times now. And it kind of is uncharted territory. To me, I didn't like seeing Goff playing in the fourth quarter when they're up as big as they were. There are games where they've played Hendon Hooker multiple series. I mean, it speaks to a level of dominance from this football team. The idea that Goff can still win the MVP, John, I have the updated odds in front of me right now. Remember, he took a tumble last week. It was going to be this five-interception stain. Only two quarterbacks have better odds to win the MVP than Jared Goff. He's plus 700 right now. He's made up most of the ground.
Josh Allen and Lamar?
Yeah, Josh Allen and Lamar are 1-2.
If anybody took a step forward yesterday, I mean, certainly Goff made up any ground that he lost last week. But Josh Allen, the way he played yesterday and that winning run, that was, quote-unquote, a MVP moment, Heisman moment.
I have Josh Allen take coming up in the overreact gyms. We'll get to it next. Dan Campbell locker room audio in its entirety at 720. It's 97.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.